Hey, what's up, MC Nation? I figured I would put out this little episode on case updates. I have two cases with new information, and one of them has a couple arrests made. The first one I'm going to touch base on is, obviously, it's been in the news today, pretty huge. LAPD pretty much says that Robert Wagner is now officially a person of interest in the death of Natalie Wood. I'm going to go ahead and read an excerpt from an article that I got pulled up right here from CBS News. I'm probably going to add my own commentary as I go through this article because, you know, it's utterly fucking ridiculous that it took this goddamn long to see he was a person of interest, because between me and all of you, anybody who looks at this case for more than 3 hours of their life can pretty much figure out that Robert Wagner was a fucking person of interest. So, you know, keep up the good work, LAPD. Anyway, here's what's going on. This is an article from CBS News. It says, nearly four decades after the unexplained drowning death of Hollywood star Natalie Wood, Los Angeles County Sheriff's investigators tell 48 Hours that her then-husband, actor Robert Wagner, is now a person of interest. Investigators want to speak with Wagner about the circumstances surrounding her death one night in 1981. They say in interviews for Natalie Wood, Death in Dark Water, which is going to be broadcast Saturday, February 3rd, that would be this Saturday, at 10 p.m. on CBS. They say, quote, as we've investigated the case over the last 6 years, which is when they reopened the investigation after the captain of the boat publicly came out and started making allegations. That's how that all went down. Like I said, I mean, you can pull up her autopsy reports and the pictures, the coroner's report and everything like that. And if you actually sit down and take the time to read it, you can really, really get an idea that this was not an accident. I mean, I honestly don't think it was by any means. One of the correspondents goes on to say, we know now that he was the last person to be with Natalie before she disappeared. Yes, we all know that. Thank you. Says Wood drowned off the coast of Catalina Island in California in November of 1981 after she went missing from the Splendor, the family's yacht. Also aboard that night were Captain Dennis Davern, Wagner, and Wood's friend and fellow actor Christopher Walken. The next day, the actress was found floating in the water wearing a red down jacket and flannel nightgown. After a two-week investigation, the death was ruled an accident, but in 2011, the LA County Sheriff's Department reopened the death investigation, and in 2012, the LA Coroner's Office amended the death certificate, changing the manner of death from accidental drowning to drowning and other determined factors. Now, on a side note, what that means when they changed that death certificate is that homicide is basically the only crime associated with that did not go past the statute of limitations. So they kind of offhanded say that homicide was suspected, but obviously they did not have enough proof or evidence or anything like that. So it goes on to say, now, 6 years after the investigation was reopened, 48 Hours talks with the investigators about new witnesses, new evidence, and new theories as to what happened that night. Rumors of foul play have long surrounded Wood's mysterious death. At first, the three men aboard the boat, Wagner, Walken, and Davern, told detectives that Wood, famously terrified of dark water, which I did touch on a huge amount in my episode. There's a lot of podcasts that touched on this, but you know, she had an overwhelming fear of water, and specifically dark water that spawned from her childhood. For some of you new listeners, I touched base on the first half of the episode was her life, and then we went into the death and everything. Let me grab a drink. Now, the three men, Wagner, Walken, and Davern, At first, told detectives that Wood, who, like I said, famously terrified of dark water, took off in a dinghy and went to shore. Over time, however, Wagner and Davern's accounts have shifted, and then that was a red flag to the investigators. Investigators say Wagner has refused to speak with them since the case was reopened. Karina tells Moriarty, who probably is a reporter or something, he doesn't believe Wagner has told the whole story. Yeah. Fucking duh. Then it goes on to say, quote, I haven't seen him tell the details that match all other witnesses in this case. I think he's constantly changed his story a little bit, and his version of events just don't add up. Walken has spoken with investigators, and then it goes on to say, was it an accident or something more? And then it says, investigators today note the autopsy report indicates there were a number of bruises that appeared to be fresh on Woods' body. She looked like a victim of an assault, says Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department Detective Ralph Hernandez. And I also did, in my episode, describe a lot of the bruising that she had and how a lot of those injuries were not consistent with the way that Wagner had described a possible fall off the side of the yacht. They go on to say, Ralph Hernandez goes on to say, I think it's suspicious enough to make us think that something happened. No shit, man. And it says, they ask him, do you believe Robert Wagner knows a lot more about what happened to his wife than he's ever said? The detective goes on to say, well, I think he does because he's the last one to see her. Now, we got, basically the team has been covering the Woods case for 6 years and was, the only news organization to capture the detectives searching the Splendor for clues. 48 Hours reports on the latest information in the case, through interviews with detectives leading the case with Woods' sister, Lana Wood, as well as archival interviews with Wagner, Davern, and others. 48 Hours' efforts to get comment from Wagner and Walken were unsuccessful. Hernandez goes on to say, we have not been able to prove this was a homicide, and we haven't been able to prove that this was an accident either. The ultimate problem is we don't know how she ended up in the water. So, there's pretty much your update on what is going on. Like I said, there's a lot of podcasts that touched on this. I'm pretty sure like True Crime Garage did an episode. I think Gen Y did an episode. I don't know when their episodes were. I know mine was last early June. I actually released it the Friday that I went to CrimeCon. But yeah, I know Nancy Grace about a month after that did an episode on it. So, you know, get up to speed. It's a really, really good case. It's something that you're going to want to keep an eye on. Personally, as much as I hate to fucking say it, it's been 37 years, and from day fucking one, judging by the timeline of events and the shit that Wagner did and didn't do, he should have been a person of interest a long fucking time ago, but of course he was not, because, you know, money buys innocence, apparently. So, there's your update on that case. I'm going to move on to the next one now, which is NBA star Lorenzen Wright, whose unsolved death happened in Memphis, Tennessee. All right, and pretty much a quick rundown of this. What happened? In late November, a gun that was suspected to be used in the murder of Lorenzen Wright was found in a body of water. How they made that connection to Lorenzen Wright, I'm not 100% sure. Might have been a tip. But then what happened on December 5th was Billy Ray Turner, a gentleman who I did not even come up anywhere in my research doing that. So I'm not sure exactly whereabouts he came from. On December 5th, he was arrested and charged with first-degree murder. So on December 16th of 2017, Wright Robinson was indicted and arrested for conspiracy, criminal attempted first degree, and first degree murder in the death of her husband, or her ex-husband, Lorenzen Wright. Now, Deborah Marion, who is Lorenzen's mother, told authorities that Wright Robinson would be charged with first-degree murder, the same charge that was filed against Billy Ray Turner, like I said, who was arrested on December 5th. No real breaking news other than that since December has come forth, but it is nice to know that it looks like in this case, which is a very rare occasion, like I had stated in my episode, I'm pretty sure I might have been the only one who's done an episode on it. It's Memphis is pretty notorious for unsolved deaths, so it is nice to know that hopefully something will come out of this and justice will hopefully get served. You know, Lorenzen had quite a few kids. They deserve that. I mean, it's unfortunate that their mother is the person who was responsible for their father's death. That's just not right. I mean, it's never right any way you look at it, but that is a short update. That's really all I got for you guys. That is what is going on with, you know, only two of the cases out of the however many I've covered. There's your little update. See you on the flip side.